Well, this is our last recorded Mass for some, well, not recorded, I'm sorry, we always record the Mass, but what I'm trying to say is that soon we will be, of course, back in church again. We can't wait for that, and I'm sure many of you can't. When I was at the cathedral, I received from one of the big hotels in town a poster, which they asked me to put on our notice board in church and the cathedral, asking our parishioners to book early for Christmas dinner. Nothing unusual about that, you might say, but this was in July. So I wrote back congratulating them on their exceptional forward planning, but I also enclosed a list of the Christmas Mass times, which I asked them to display on their notice board. I got no reply. When faced with all the early preparations and relentless advertising for the commercial Christmas, it's easy to get cynical. But actually, you know, we Christians don't live in isolation from the world, so we're bound to get caught up in the hustle and bustle, which is no bad thing if you believe that Christ's birthday is a time of joy and worthy having a party for. The difference is that in our forward planning over these 4 weeks of Advent, we must include keeping the spiritual meaning of Christmas in view. But under pressure to shop until you drop, it can be difficult to do so. However, this year, because due to coronavirus, most of us have decided on a more low-key approach to the material side of Christmas, we do have the unique opportunity to prepare spiritually in a way often denied to us in the past. More time spent at home and less time tearing around the shops may provide space for quiet prayer and reflection, not only on the meaning of Christmas, but on life in general. Throughout Advent, the scriptures unfold the drama of Christ's first coming. They look forward to his second coming, but they also remind us of his continued presence among us every day in our personal lives. They remind us of our goal, destiny, and purpose, which is to be with God and share the joys of heaven with all those that we've loved and lost. These are the realities that we hope for and that we pray for, and which one day will be ours, please God. We all know this, of course, but over the years, as in every generation, some of us may either have forgotten, fallen asleep, got a bit careless, or actually chosen to ignore the fact that Christ will come again. In a sort of, okay, I believe Jesus is the Son of God and came into our world, but I need to get on with my life, work, mortgages, children, etc. So that's why Advent always starts by reminding us to keep watch, to be vigilant. To the apostles, of course, who thought that the second coming of Christ is imminent, stay awake meant be ready when the Master returns. But to us, all these years later, it means that as well, of course, but more often it means stay awake to what Christ's presence among us here and now is all about. Be alert like a doorkeeper, Jesus says. How many reruns of James Bond films have we seen where our hero gets into a megalomaniac's lair because the doorkeeper has fallen asleep? He then usually causes mayhem and blows up the evil lair, blows it to pieces. So a doorkeeper is the first line of safety, but only if he stays awake. Our job is not so much to open the door as to keep it open, not just so that we can let Jesus into our lives, but so that through us he can enter the world in which we live, commercial Christmas and all. As people of faith, alert, awake to our Lord's teaching and awake to the needs of the world, we do have a lot to offer, in spite of our own faults and failings. We don't generally commit serious crime or behave antisocially. People recognise that our behaviour is influenced by our faith. Non-Catholics often choose Catholic schools for their faith ethos. Pope Francis is seen by the world in general, not just Catholics, as a light in the darkness in his concern for refugees, the poor of the world, and the pursuit of justice, mercy, and forgiveness. Catholic social teaching is often borrowed from by governments trying to make life better for their people. Advent, then, is a gift to help us to bridge the gap between the spiritual and the secular. We should be awake to what people are really looking for in life, especially those who are seeking God with a sincere heart. Christmas could be the perfect start for them. So it's most important to be upfront about our faith and to give a good example of how to balance the two ways of preparing for Christ's birthday. Enjoy as always what's going on around, but always make sure to include some time every day for prayer. When deciding what to spend on ourselves, don't forget the poor. Most of all, let's use the time wisely to take stock of our relationship with God and where our priorities lie. If we can do all, or at least some of these things during Advent, we will certainly be staying awake, and we will prepare the way of the Lord just as He has asked us to do.